Rare Bits. It is not sponsored by Pit Vipers. You are not seeing the Pit Viper website. You are not seeing the original Pit Vipers on sale. None of that is happening. Pit Vipers did not send me these glasses. When you open your Pit Vipers, the stickers that come along with it are hilarious. What are these stickers? These little Pit Vipers, you know what you do with these stickers? You know what you do with these right there? You put these Pit Viper stickers on your identification so you're always Moggin. Moggin? Did somebody say Mog? G-Mog, G-Mog, what is going on, everybody? We are about to get into a bunch of stuff. I hope everybody is doing well. I had to take a short break. What happened? I recorded the entire podcast with the microphone on mute, so I'm pretty excited about that whole endeavor that just went down. And I was dropping bombs. Let me tell you, I lit the world on fire with my poetry, my prowess of the English language, and just my technical analysis on so many things. And it's on mute. So what are you gonna do? You just bounce back. So I had to go outside and take a short little break, and I am back, and I have shit on record. I have technology kind of happening. I hope shit is going to work. We are going to get into all the market things, and I'm recording this on YouTube. I don't know if, I haven't figured out how to do the little chat interaction with YouTube to see if anybody is watching or interacting. At one point, I will get to that if somebody wants to help me. Oh, you know what? There are ways to do it. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. It's baby steps. And you know what? That is a good lesson to think about. It is. So here's a couple things. As an artist, one of my favorite lessons learning is sometimes you just need to send it. Quit fucking around. Quit thinking about it. Quit redoing it. Quit iterating on it and just send it. Get it out into the world so you can turn the page and let your creativity continue to blossom. A lot of times as an artist, you strive for perfection, and it's super easy to find reasons not to do things, isn't it? I'm not going to start my podcast because I don't have a camera. I don't have a microphone. I don't have anything. I'm not going to talk on Spaces because I don't have the proper equipment. None of that stopped me. And in this day and age, just send it. If you want to try something, just do it. I am absolutely horrendous at what I'm doing. I have a podcast. I think I have 6 listeners, but I just keep doing it. I keep sending it, hoping that maybe I'll get better, or I don't know what the outcome is, but I'm passionate about this space. I have insight into this space. I've spent a lot of time in this space. And as an artist and a creative mind and a marketer, I have lots of insight onto the way things are going to unfold in the future. And I think getting the opportunity to utilize the blockchain is going to open up so many opportunities. We are just scratching the surface on all of that stuff, which gets me really excited. And so I hope we get to a point where companies rekindle their interest in the blockchain space and the crypto space, because it is not going anywhere. And if you think about it, I mentioned this quite a bit, it's 15 years old. And if this is the technology that becomes our financial footprint for the next 1,000 years, it is absolutely profound to think that we are involved in the creation of this and involved in working out the kinks. And we have the ability to sit on Twitter spaces and talk to founders of these protocols that designed and set out with the initiative to solve problems and create utility for tokens, and brought light into this world that didn't exist 20 years ago, for sure. And watching the evolution, the mindset, the change, it's slow. I remember when the internet came out, and what's really funny, back then I was programming websites and, you know, doing long coding, HTML, and we would design websites for companies. And at that time, the only companies that really had large computers, large enough to handle the graphics on good websites, were doctor's offices and real estate companies. So we would pick a couple in the area, and we would just build a static website, throw it up on our server, and we would actually go into these companies, just walk into the real estate company and say, hey, can you pull up this website on your computer? And they'd say, what are you talking about? We'd say, listen, just understand, bear with me for a second. And we'd get them to go to this address. It was to our server, and we would host a mock site for them. And we'd say, listen, this is your real estate company. We have built this site for you. We would love to, you know, be your server and help you operate it and continue your outreach to your clients. And they would look at us like we were crazy, and they would say, we're fine being in the Yellow Pages. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. So we were just trying to get people on the internet saying, listen, secure a domain name. This is important. You want to be here. You want to get there. And no, not for me. I am fine with the old hat way of doing things, and I have no intention of changing. So I find that super interesting. That's happening now with the blockchain. People don't want to embrace change. And it's easy to think it's going to go away, and if I ignore it, it'll be better. It's not going away. It won't be better. Take some time and read up on some of this stuff, because there's amazing things happening. And from a business perspective, from a way to connect with your clients, it is invaluable what is happening in this space. It is magical. It is transformative. And if you get on board now, you will make a dent for the future. And yes, so let's even go back to my analogy of talking to companies about getting on the web. Yes, for some of these companies, did they need to be on the web back then? Probably not. Did they have a couple more years shelf life in the phone book? Absolutely. Are there benefits to being early to the game? Are there benefits to understanding technology as it comes out? The answer is yes to both of these things. And there are people that will help you get there. And there are people that are passionate, like myself, that kind of understand the tech and understand where it's going and want to help companies get involved with this stuff, because it's the next wave of things. Whether you agree with me or not, I'm just one guy with an opinion. But that is my opinion. All right, so let's just get into some sizzle and grits. I just came up with that on the spot, sizzle and grits. I like it. But what I am going to do, I'm going to see if this works, and I want to get into some news. You guys, so I pulled up the Pit Viper website. Just get on those things. They're awesome glasses. They're fun to wear. You feel better with Pit Vipers on. Trust me. And now what I want to do is I want to go through some news. While you guys are watching the mempool, watching the Bitcoin blocks being built, you can see that we're currently at about $65,000. We do have some stuff going on. As far as the crypto world and NFT world encapsulated into one report, I am so glad you are here, because we have anticipated continued volatility. Look, if it's not over 15% swing, it's not a big deal. It's unfortunate if you are trying to swing trade this stuff and you are down at the moment. I apologize. This is kind of like this long-term conviction hodl time, where if you're smart and you look at the red as buying opportunity for things that your conviction, that you're convicted in, I think you will do very well. There's so many narratives that I think are going to prosper over the next couple of months. It is very difficult to pick things that are going to tank if you're smart about it. We're not talking about the meme coins. We're talking about the state, you know, like the good, solid top 100, maybe top 200 coins. When we go beyond that, we get into a little more volatility and a little more risky business, which is fine. As long as you know what you're looking at. And I have a good list of those things. But we see ETH, it is dropped to support levels, and that is not what we want. Support is not good. We want resistance levels. Do we see the ETH ETF by May? I think we do. I think we are going to see the SEC stall as long as they can, but they will hit a point where the decision is due, and BlackRock and Larry Fink say it's a go. And not only does Larry Fink say it's a go, he says it's a go if it's a security or not. So that is wind in the sail of the ETH environment. And it's really interesting to look at the NFT space as a barometer for what is happening with the Ethereum network. We will do that and delve into that in a moment. It is Chaos to Clarity, Noise to Narrative, Tuesday, April 2nd, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index is coming in at a 79. That's what we read yesterday. That's what we're reading today. NFT sentiment is up a whopping 6 degrees, coming in at a 60. It has not been this warm in NFT land for a long time. Top crypto search term for the normies is Core DAO, ticker sign C-O-R-E. It is up 291% on the 7-day. First time I'm seeing it on my list. I will circle back if it makes another appearance and do some due diligence and see if it is worth looking at. Top NFT search term is MFER. That is the MFER collection, if you are not familiar with it, done by Satoshi. Why is it activated? Because he dropped a meme coin to the holders of his NFT. Is that a new meta? Is it the new way to create community connection? Is it a way to bridge the gap between NFTs and meme coins? Is it something that is going to happen whether we like it or not? All things to keep on your radar. We have Bitcoin dominance. It is up in the 24 hours, coming in at 51.26. Ethereum dominance is down, coming in at 15.75. As far as sales volume across the ecosystems, we have Ethereum NFT sales volume ringing the top bell at $10.1 million, Solana in at 6.8, and Bitcoin rounding it out at 7.8 in the last 24 hours. Now, I'm going to take a sip of coffee. I'm going to listen. That is my new coffee noise. But here we go. So everybody has left the Ethereum NFTs. That's what they're saying. Are ETH NFTs dead? And my view on that is they are absolutely not dead. I also think that the activity that we're seeing on the ETH side of things is all because of the volume on the Blast network and what is happening on that ecosystem. So keep that in mind. Blast is cheaper, faster, and less expensive than Solana. Are you kidding me? And it is considered on the Ethereum side of things. That is why we are seeing that activity. That is why we are seeing these robust numbers on the ETH side of things. We had a meme coin named after Ansem's cat Hobbs. It has already seen 100 million plus volume in 12 hours. It reached a 30 million market cap. The space is absolutely insane. We have Tether reportedly added 8,900 Bitcoin to their stash. Think about that. Tether is investing in Bitcoin and a huge sum of Bitcoin because it's a smart play. Think of that. Tether's investing in Bitcoin. That will probably save them in the long term. Before we get into more news, let us check the numbers for the nerds, you guys. So we are looking at the meme pool currently. Is Bitcoin trading what the mempool says it is? Yes, it is. We are looking at the heat map. And unfortunately, I like to pull up the one-day heat map first. Okay, this is the 24-hour heat map, and it is just atrocious. It is on fire, burning red. It is that deep, dark red that nobody wants to see, that kind of wine stain that is just not going to come out. But if we do switch it to the 1 hour, it almost all flips around, which is good to see. Just flat flip. We'll take it. We will absolutely take it. And what are we talking about? We're talking about Bitcoin currently trading at $65,613. Ethereum, $3,267. BNB at $555. Solana, $183. Everything is retraced. BNB was just about $600. Solana, $200. Everything is retraced. We are fine with that. Getting a look at the current, that is my watch list. That is not for you. We'll go to the top 100. That is the current crypto market cap. And it's interesting. These are one of the metrics that I look at, you guys. These are the oscillators. I put this in my Substack every morning. It is out by 8 a.m. You should get on board with that. But the oscillators all today say sell, 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 which means buy, 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 buy. That is what that means at this juncture in time. It is imperative that you understand these days in red are the days to embrace your conviction. If your conviction is in Bitcoin, buy the red, buy the dips, because I do not think you'll have these opportunities again. Looking at some of the big fat sales across the NFT ecosystem, which is completely dead. We had a Spirit Azuki sell for $250,000 in a place where there is no volume or activity. We looked at the numbers. Those numbers I ran were from this morning at about 5:30 a.m. Today's current numbers, you can see them up on the screen. Ethereum's at about 9.9. Excuse me, Bitcoin at about 8.2, and Solana at about 7.5. You know what? In my list every morning, excuse me, I'm just going to touch on this for a quick sec. In my list every morning, I put the top blockchain sales by volume, right? And I usually include the top 10. And it's interesting to watch the chains move around. For instance, the Ronin chain, watching it move around, watching Immutable move around, watching Polygon move around. Some of these chains that have gaming ecosystems intertwined in them, they maneuver up and down quite a bit. What I also include is the top five blockchain games for the last 24 hours. And ironically, those also move up and down a tremendous amount. Why are these two things important? Because both of these things have underlying tokens that are involved that spike and drop, and there are various reasons. And if you know what the indicators are, it's really easy to get involved with these plays. It really is. All this stuff is in my Substack. If you don't know, now you know. Okay, let's look at some of the top collections on the Ethereum side of things. Look at that. Look at that. I'm just letting you look while I... Maybe I'll get a different coffee noise. You know what? That's what I need. I need just like a nice segue noise when I take a sip of coffee. Because I like doing this stuff live in just one take. That's how it is. Anyway, top five collections on the Ethereum side of things. We have Bored Apes, Pudgy Penguins, Mutant Ape Yacht Club, Matrix Cuckoo, Cyber V, Little Pudgies, and Milady Makers, rounding out the top whatever I named, seven collections. So Bored Ape is trading at 11.76 ETH. Pudgies at 12.19 ETH. Mutants at 2.02 ETH. Everything is down about 2%, but we are fine with that. The volume is up. The sales are down. Ethereum is down at the moment. Let's flip the script and look at the Solana ecosystem. We have the top five collections. Our Froganas, Mutant Mon, Tensorians, Mad Lads, and the cousins. And do I want to get into this again? It's funny. I went on a sidetrack about this for the entire broadcast that was muted. And maybe that was smart. But anyway, this is one of the top five moving collections. This is geared around arousing attention, which is what it does, as you can see by the name, which is similar to a meta that has been going on in the shitcoin space with tickers associated with different coins that have slurs of different varieties. And I have not participated in any of these, nor will I do this one, but it's just, you know, like, it's interesting. Attention is the economy. And if you understand the meme economy and the mimetics of these things, and you think things are going to move, is it right or wrong to be associated with something that has a name that's inflammatory? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Another question is, I think one of the first metas we saw kind of along these, well, it wasn't the first, but it was the biggest, was when Trump came out. And there was discussion in this space that, oh, you know, like, one, we don't know if it's actually Trump's NFT, which it was, but there was this discussion in the space that, oh, if I don't support Trump, I'm not going to purchase this. I'm not going to trade this. And the people who put their political assuasions aside and just bought into the mimetics of the moment did very well. So if you understand what's going to move a market, is it good or bad to be involved in those trades? It's an interesting question that I pose to each of you. You can put the responses in the comments or whatever people do with shit like that. I don't even know. People ask me shit like that all the time on the TV. It's like, dude, I'm fucking watching TV. What do you want me to write you a letter? What a stupid question. So maybe that was a stupid question, but I was just posing it out there to you guys because It seems like people ask stupid questions when they do podcasts, and they just follow shit that works, and so it seems to work for other people. So boom, you got a question. Look at this, top five movers on the Bitcoin side of things. We have Runestones, Bitcoin Puppets, Inc., Node Monkeys, and Original Sin Max. And what's different, what's awesome and different is I recorded an hour-long podcast about an hour and a half ago on mute, and all of these were different. So watching this space just transform consistently is really interesting. Runestones are currently trading at 0.043 Bitcoin. Bitcoin Puppets are trading at 0.23. Inc. is trading at 0.03. Node Monkeys, 0.5. $33,000 for a Node Monkey at the moment. Absolutely amazing. While the OMB would be the orange eyes, so the bottom of their tier system, is trading at 0.37 Bitcoin. So that's $24,000. It's interesting. There's been a lot of talk about the Bitcoin Puppets. And what I am going to do probably for my Substack tomorrow is, some people have been asking about, I want to get into the NFT space. And what space do you recommend? And if you're not a frequent trader, if I were to throw something out, I would maybe say the Bitcoin space. And why do I say that? One, because Bitcoin is down right now. Two, because a lot of these collections have airdrops associated with them. And these airdrops are a big deal. These airdrops usually end up covering the cost of the asset for you to get into. So by holding some of these Bitcoin assets, after a very short amount of time, these airdrops tally up to covering your entry cost. And now you're riding in the positive. And if Bitcoin continues its trajectory and decides to go parabolic, these assets will also follow going parabolic. Now, there is a modicum of caution that needs to be had, and we have not seen things go absolutely parabolic. We haven't. And if Bitcoin, let's say Bitcoin hits this trajectory where it's $500,000 or $1 million, does that mean that an OMB that costs 0.5 Bitcoin is going to be $500,000? I do not think so. It would be great if it was. I think it might continue to move up in value. I think it will find this cash equivalent value at some point. That is just my thought. I could be absolutely wrong, but it is not Bitcoin. It is art on Bitcoin, and there is a difference. But these are interesting plays and things that I think about frequently. Okay, so we are going to get right back into things. Next thing I want you guys to have a look at is just the current crypto heat map, but we can see for the Ethereum side of things. It's nice. It's looking good. We have some green. Solana side, we have a mixture from flat to green to red. We have all the pretty colors. And last thing I'm gonna give to you guys is, it's funny, I think when I start my thing, or I have this playing in the background, I'm just looking at the mempool and the blocks being built for Bitcoin. So I've just been looking around. So this is another site that I've been watching. And so what's funny about this is a representation of different purchases and different transactions on the Bitcoin network. And what is hilarious, if you search for Bitcoin visualizations, there's a list of people that have come up with different representations and ways that you can watch the actual Bitcoins being, you can watch them being mined, you can watch them being sold, you can watch them being transacted, it's absolutely awesome. But it's just neat to see some of this stuff coming to light. And man, imagine if the U.S. Treasury had shit where you could just watch and see what was being printed. Like one, they would be arrested. They would all be in jail. The government would be shut down. So the fact that this stuff is just visible and out there for everybody to see, to me, is absolutely spectacular. All right, now let's get into some news that caught my attention, you guys, because there is some stuff happening. If you guys are fans in the gaming world, Blizzard Games, not that they're in a shitstorm, but there's just some ruckus, and it brings up this interesting underlying argument, which I find really compelling. And the argument is that Blizzard is using AI to increase their development speed and their efficiency in what they're doing. And should that raise eyebrows? And I think it is absurd to think it should raise eyebrows. I think there are two things that could come out of this. One, we get to the point where it's all AI, which I don't think will happen, and I'll explain why. And the second outcome would be that it's a collaboration with AI and human, and that's where the synergy and the special flow comes out of. That is where I think we'll go. But it is scary to think that so many of these things can be automated. So there's so many examples, and it is strange to kind of go into this again because I did it all already, but I was just on mute and I threw that. Yeah, like I just trashed that recording. But so in my lifetime, it's interesting. I started as a touring musician and a drummer as a kid, and being in the recording studio was very expensive. And we got to this moment in time where the drum machines and the sounds that electronic drums were able to produce got so good and had so much texture and feel to it that engineers began to say, hey, listen, if you don't get your shit together, we're going to put in the drum machine and you're not getting credit on the album, you're out. And it's like, oh, this is crazy. You know, the drum machine doesn't show up stoned, doesn't show up late, doesn't bitch, isn't sore, it just is always ready. And as that sound got better and better, it's like, okay, as a drummer, you needed to wise up and be like, okay, the computers are coming for my job. And you had two choices, either just give up or get on board, right? And so get on board meant you incorporate these new sounds into your acoustic kit. Maybe you add an electronic drum pad to your kit and you have a backing track that's electronic and now you're playing acoustic and electronic drums at the same time as part of this new sound. And if you were the guy that did that back then, you were an idiot and nobody wanted you. Like, it was hilarious. Back then, the bands that were doing it were like the hair metal bands. And I was like playing in punk rock bands back then. So watching the hair metal bands in Los Angeles and Hollywood back in the day was comical. And they seemed to be the ones that were, or the dance stuff, the disco stuff. So there was this weird, you know, like the electronic sound got pigeonholed into something. And it wasn't about that. It was about a computer was doing the work for a human and producing sounds. And then we get into music. And then we think there was also this outcry when rap music came around because people were sampling somebody else's hard work. And they were producing music with no effort, AKA maybe with no talent. That was the buzz at the beginning. These kids have no talent because they're using somebody else's backbeat or somebody else's guitar riff. Like, they're nothing. And the answer is that's wrong. The artistry was there. They were using this as a creative tool. And we're getting to that with AI. Are you going to be left behind and give up? Or are you going to use it as a creative tool to help further your creativity, which is what I have found it does for me. It helps me iterate on ideas so much faster than ever before. What is funny about it, I cannot let the AI do it on its own because it goes on tangents that are so absurd. Without the human interaction, it doesn't have the same value system that I'm trying to portray when I do art or something creative. And so utilizing AI as a tool is transformative. Like rap music was transformative. Like electronic drums were transformative. Like Google was transformative. All these things changed the course of history. The blockchain technology is transformative. We're on the cusp of just magic happening. So don't get left behind. Do your research, stay up on this stuff, stay involved in it. It's important. And there's so much passion about this space, and there's so many people that are well-informed and brilliant and well-spoken and articulate that can speak on this stuff. And just don't let this opportunity pass you by because it's a wave. And we're going to get to this terminal velocity where it's going to start to move so quick. People are going to feel like it's too late for me to get involved. And I don't want that to happen to people. And so if we can bring them along in a way where the information is palatable, digestible, and it makes sense for everybody, that's how we're gonna win. Okay, so Blizzard, so they've been getting some hubbub about using AI, and they are just using it for certain aspects. But it brings up this underlying question, and I kind of touched on this with my story, is that is artificial intelligence going to take everybody's job? And if you give up, it will. If you incorporate, it will not. So figure out how to use these tools as devices to grow and further your creativity, because that's where we are. Working in unison with these tools is the answer to harmonious future, in my view. Next up, we have Nakamoto Games. They are swinging for the fences. They have just launched three brand new titles all at once. Talk about ambitious. It is just crazy. Do you want me to give you the actual games? You know what? I am not even going to do that right now just because I've moved so much stuff around and I can't find what the actual games are. If you are a gaming fan in the blockchain space, look up Nakamoto. I don't want to hype up individual games because there are things associated with these games, and I want people to DYOR. If you read my Substack, I listed them. This is just kind of a run through of some things that are going on. In the crypto corner, if you guys have ever heard of Dmarket, this is something that is really interesting, and it has had a slew of activity. I'm talking about just a shit ton of activity. What is Dmarket? It is the place where all of the prehistoric gamers go to buy and sell gaming skins because they're not NFTs. They thought they didn't want NFTs, and now they have to go to this marketplace to exchange in-game items with each other because they're not actual assets. So DMARC has unraveled the puzzle on how to do that. It is a puzzle that did not need unraveling. Just make these things fucking NFTs and let's move on. We have Ethereum and Bitcoin. They have hit some bumps, as everybody knows. But again, these are like, I'm not even going to go into the what's causing shit to go up, what's causing shit to go down. It's volatility. It's lifeblood. It is expected. Get over it. Though it is. No, you know what? It's like, listen, there was a time where when Bitcoin was going down and you would wake up and it would be down $5,000 and your heart would just panic. This is not that time. This is, you wake up and you see Bitcoin down 8%, smile, because you get a chance to buy it possibly at the lowest price you will ever see again. And I'm even gonna go on wax with that stuff. It is March 2nd, Taco Tuesday. Bitcoin right now is $65,987. I think we could see some volatility. We have the Bitcoin halving coming up in a very short amount of time. To be exact, we are at 18 days. I say we don't see Bitcoin go below $60,000 ever again. And that's a bold call because I expect volatility over the next 2 weeks. I don't think we go below $60,000 ever again. Maybe ever again, right? Like if we do get to these really high highs, I know we're going to have a boomerang and everything that goes up will come back down. But does it come down to the levels it's at now when we have the notoriety that it's just gotten this past year with the SEC saying, yo, Bitcoin is good for you. It is like cereal. You should have it with breakfast. Larry Fink, these guys aren't stopping. This is the new wave. This is the new world. Get on board. I'm telling you, we have Munchables. If you guys read my podcast, listen to my podcast or read my Substack, you would know the Munchables team. They just had a crazy round, raised a shit ton of money. I personally know somebody who invested $300,000 toward this token. And they were hacked for about $65 million. And this is another one of those things where you go to sleep at night in the crypto space. And the last tweet I heard from my friend, he was like, you know what? This was the one play that I made that I couldn't have go wrong. And that was his like tweet before he went to bed. And he's just like, I bought $300,000 worth of something called Munchables, and I'm upset it went wrong. Like, we get it. So he went to sleep, and it took about 4 hours through the night, but they were able to resolve the issue and get the funds back. So to wake up the next morning, going to bed thinking you're an absolute wreck, to wake up the next morning, back in the hot seat again, where shit is just good, like, that is magical. And these opportunities for dramatic turnarounds exist in this space right now. It's brimming with them. You just need to keep your eye to the tracks, your ear to the tracks, whatever it is, whatever the saying is, you know what I'm talking about. You guys, we have Bitcoin Cash. It has just been absolutely on a tear. Why? Because people are buying the rumor, selling the news. Why? What's happening? Well, the Bitcoin Cash halving is in 2 days. So if you have been following that, that has been an actionable item, and people are doing really well. Bitcoin Cash has just been on a rip. Wormhole. It looks like Wormhole Wednesday is actually going to be a thing. There are several collections on the Solana ecosystem that if you held an asset and happened to move your asset between different blockchains, you were rewarded some of this Wormhole token. I have some of this coming to me. It looks like this will be allocated out tomorrow. I do not know if it will be airdropped, as most things should be, or it will be a claim site where you have to go and get it. It's interesting. I'm not even going to get into the meme coin shit today. Not even going to do it. I want to, because it's just a shit show. But anyway, meme coins, I don't want to get into it. What I do want to get into it about the meme coins is, for the first time ever, we have some analysis just saying they're good for the ecosystem. Like, they are gold for the ecosystem. It is an advertisement for the blockchain ecosystem like nothing we've ever had. If normies can get involved with this and turn a quick buck and have some fun, it is absolutely amazing. And then future forward, we will have some competition coming down the pike with wallets and the ability to streamline the onboarding experience for new people. And I've mentioned before that Bonk is going to come out with their wallet initiative, which will make onboarding super easy. And imagine how awesome it'll be if Bonk says, hey, download our wallet and there's free money in it. These things are coming, and it's easy and doable and actionable. People hear this information and they do things. It's amazing. I think Bitcoin is going to see new all-time highs. It is just a matter of time. You guys, what I want you to think about, the secret sauce for today is, failure is the tuition you pay for success. Remember, the rabbit hole runs deep. Still craving crypto clarity? Subscribe to my Substack today. Watch Rare Bits on YouTube. If you're doing that, hit the like button, hit the smash button, hit the share button, whatever nice people do. I would appreciate it. Why don't you read my Substack? It's out every day by 8 a.m. That's a good thing to do. That'd be super nice. That's a quick way to support. Or go to my website and get some merch that's awesome. Either way, I hope you guys are having a great day. Happy Taco Tuesday. Peace out.